KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school softball scores from last night. From the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic swept a pair from Clarinda, a 3-2 squeaker in the first game and a 17-2 laugher in game number two. Harlan took two from Glenwood, 5-2 and 3-0. Shenandoah swept a pair from Lewis Central, 12-4 and 11-0. Creston split a doubleheader with Denison. Creston winning 7-1 in the opener. Denison taking the nightcap 11-7. St. Albert edging Fremont Mills 6-5. In Western Iowa Conference action, Riverside over IKM Manning 7-6. Trainer beat Tri-Center 10-3. Underwood edging AHSTW 5-4. Logan Magnolia topping Missouri Valley 6-4. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was River Valley over Arweva 13-8 and West Harrison beating Westwood 5-1. Corner Conference, Sydney beat Griswold 6-4, Stanton over Bedford 15-8. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air over Lenox 5-0. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley by an 8-5 final score. Boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference saw Clarinda defeat Atlantic by a 5-3 final. Lewis Central swept two from Shenandoah, shutting them out twice, 15-0 and 6-0. It was Glenwood over Harlan 7-4 and 11-0 in a doubleheader. Denison beat Creston twice, 14-5 and 18-5. Clark over Red Oak 11-2. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, IKM Manning outscored Riverside 22-8. Underwood beat AHSTW 2-1. Trainer over Tri-Center 11-5. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 6-2. In Rolling Valley Conference action, Cam over Glidden-Ralston 11-1. Woodbine outscored East Mills 17-10. From the Corner Conference, Sydney over Griswold 9-2. Stanton beat Bedford 12-5. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley 11-10, while Mount Air topped Lenox by a 10-4 final. In Major League Baseball last night, the Mets and the Cardinals were tied at 4-4 after 8.5 innings before the game was suspended because of rain. Michael Conforto hit a 2-run homer to help New York take a 4-2 lead into the ninth, but St. Louis tied it on RBI hits by Colton Wong and Harrison Bader off of closer Edwin Diaz with two out as they tried to get the end of that game in quickly before the rain got too bad. That didn't work. Play will resume this evening before the Mets and the Redbirds play their scheduled game. We'll have that for you tonight. 5:15 is the pregame start time. Also in the National League last night, Atlanta beat Pittsburgh 6-5, Arizona over Washington 5-0, Colorado topping San Diego 9-6, the L.A. Dodgers over Chicago 7-3. In the American League, Nicky Lopez hit his first Major League homer in the stadium where he played college ball to help the Royals take a 7-3 decision over the Tigers at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. The Creighton product was 8-for-61 in his previous 15 games and sat out Wednesday's contest in Kansas City before going 2-for-4 in the first big league game ever played in Nebraska. Homer Bailey allowed two hits in six shutout innings to pick up the win for the Royals. Also in the AL, Minnesota beat Seattle 10-5, Toronto over Baltimore 12-3, the Angels beat Tampa Bay 5-3, Boston over Texas 7-6, the White Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. Well, the Dodgers are spending some time without Corey Seager. They put the shortstop on the injured list with a strained left hamstring. Seager was hurt during the ninth inning of Tuesday's loss to the Angels. The 25-year-old Seager is batting .278 with 21 doubles, 8 homers, and 38 RBIs for the National League West leaders so far this year. The wife of former Red Sox star David Ortiz says he remains in guarded condition at a Boston hospital and continues to heal and make progress. Six people have been detained in connection with Sunday's shooting of Ortiz in the Dominican Republic. Meanwhile, U.S. prosecutors say one suspect in the shooting is believed to be wanted in Pennsylvania for attempted homicide, while the father of another suspect said his son belongs to a notorious Dominican gang of drug-dealing hitmen. Well, Nick Nurse is an NBA champion. The Carroll native led the Toronto Raptors to a 114-110 win over Golden State in Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night. It was just last summer that Nurse was named the head coach for a team known more for coming up short in the playoffs.
I don't know. I just try to take things as they come. You know, he didn't look too far ahead. Obviously, when we made some additions to the team, you know, we thought we could be good, but we had no idea what the health status was and all those things. And again, you just got to go take the guys you got and go play and manage it the best you can. And then look at the opponents and try to figure out a way to beat them.
Golden State didn't go down without a fight. The Raptors led 108-102 with just over 2 minutes remaining and were ahead just 111-110 when Danny Green threw the ball away with 9.6 seconds left. But Stephen Curry missed a three-point attempt before the Warriors received a technical foul for taking an excessive timeout. Series MVP Kawhi Leonard nailed the technical with 0.9 seconds to play and added a couple of free throws to ice that victory. A former Iowa State guard, Talen Horton Tucker, is traveling around the country trying to improve his NBA draft stock. Horton Tucker has been working out for several teams, with the latest being the Orlando Magic. The Chicago native averaged nearly 12 points and shot 31% from the field in his only season with the Cyclones.
It was always a lifelong dream for me. I figured, you know, off the feedback I got, that it could have been a chance where I can get picked. So, you know, I talked to my coaches and my parents. You know, we just decided. So it has always been a dream, so I said, why not make it come true?
Horton Tucker says he's enjoyed the process of getting ready for the draft.
It's been great. You know, I'm only 18, so, like, it's crazy how fast it happened. So, you know, just letting this thing, you know, come into full prospect, it's been great for me, and, you know, I'm happy for it.
He's been working on becoming a complete player on offense in preparation. The Dallas Wings re-signed AP College Player of the Year Megan Gustafson on Thursday. Gustafson was drafted 17th by the Wings, but was one of the final cuts from the roster before the season started. With injuries depleting Dallas's roster, the Wings were able to sign the former Iowa star. Skylar Diggins-Smith is out while recovering from giving birth to her first child. Taylor Hill will undergo knee surgery within the next few days. Glory Johnson will depart for Eurobasket to compete with Montenegro following the Wings game against Atlanta on Saturday. And Mariah Jefferson is injured and hasn't played all season. At Iowa, the 6'3" center who played her high school ball in Wisconsin led the nation in scoring for the second straight season and became the fourth player to reach 1,000 points in a single season. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari has signed a 10-year, $86 million contract extension that will run through the year 2029. Well, the winds were low and the scores were lower during the first round of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Justin Rose closed with 3 straight birdies to take the lead at 6-under in the third major of the year. Rose was 2 off the pace until his birdie run moved him 1 shot ahead of Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Aaron Wise, and Louis Oosthuizen. Rose also eagled the par 5 sixth hole to make up for his lone bogey. For a course notorious for its strong winds, Pebble Beach was as gentle as could be on Thursday. Fowler carded 6 birdies, and Schauffele made a 12-foot putt for eagle on the 18th hole to catch Fowler. Oosthuizen dropped in one from the bunker on his final hole a few minutes later to join them at 5-under 66 before Rose surged in front. Two-time defending champ Brooks Koepka is tied for 16th following a 2-under 69. Tiger Woods is at -1. Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson opened with 72s. Rory McIlroy is tied for 8th at 3-under after winning the Canadian Open last week. In NFL news, the Chiefs have signed kicker Harrison Butker to a 5-year contract extension. Butker is 62 of 69 on field goals and 93 of 97 on extra points in 2 seasons with Kansas City. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.